Tell me what we're doing and why we're doing it.
The dairy processing plant in Anchorage, which is owned by a farmers cooperative called Matanuska Maid, is the only processing plant within Alaska, milk processing plant. It serves not only the Matanuska Valley dairy, existing dairy farmers in the Matanuska Valley, but the new dairy farmers that are coming online in the Point McKenzie Agricultural Project. And those dairies are beginning to, the first several are now in operation in Point McKenzie, and another 15 or so are scheduled to come online. The problem has developed is the fact that Matanuska Maid Dairy, the cooperative, has run into what is called Chapter 11 bankruptcy problems. And this can be related to a number of things. First, the amount of milk that's coming from the valley has been declining. They've been purchasing outside milk, bringing it up bulk and processing it, planning on the Point McKenzie project of coming online and replacing that milk with less expensive locally produced milk and such. So that's caused it some problems. The Point McKenzie project has been slowed by court suits and other things that it's behind schedule, but now coming online. So the cooperative plant made plans for the new milk from Point McKenzie to come online. It hasn't come online when it was expected. This has led it into this problem with bankruptcy. So we were asked by an organization called the Alaska Rural Development Council, which is a group of, it's made up of officials from state and federal agencies in Alaska that worry about rural issues. And they asked the Agricultural Experiment Station of the university to look at the possibility of retaining that plant. What is the feasibility of retaining the existing Matmade plant versus building a new plant or plants of various sizes? One plant, but could be one of several sizes, someplace else. The reason for the question was that with all this investment in Point McKenzie dairies, the idea of not having a processing plant, the economics of that would be just very detrimental on the new operations. So, given that problem, we were asked to look at what options there are, either retaining existing plant or looking at new plants. Well, what I did was ask an economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help me on this study, who's located in Anchorage. And he and I together asked two other people, one who's a dairy specialist, dairy economist, working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, located at the University of Minnesota, Boyd Buxton, and another individual, a man by the name of Ozzie Schock, who's the dairy processing, retired dairy processing manufacturer in South Dakota, who is very well thought of. Has done a great deal of consulting in both in Saudi Arabia and Egypt and other places on dairy processing, and so we thought we'd bring someone in who knew something about the subject, since dairy processing was our primary of interest. These two gentlemen came in 2 weeks ago, maybe it was 3 weeks ago. I'll check the date. We spent a week looking at the Matmade plant and looking at options for another location and another plant, talked to dairy farmers in the Matanuska Valley, talked to dairy farmers in the Point McKenzie area, talked to the board of directors of Matanuska Maid Cooperative, who are also dairy farmers, talked to various state agency people who are interested in the industry, and are now preparing an analysis of what we have observed over the last few weeks. We were fortunate. The cooperative, through at the request of a lending institution, they were to get out of bankruptcy. The cooperative needs a certain amount of money. It has to borrow that money. So it went to a banking organization. To obtain a loan. The banking organization requested an analysis of the feasibility of Matmade. That was done by a group from Washington State University. There, and all they did was look at the existing plant and operation and say, is it feasible or is it not? We knew of this study in advance of our work. they had concluded that it was feasible to do to continue milk processing there. And so what we had that as a base to compare with, should we stay at that plant or should we go to some other plant size? That was really the question they didn't address. They were not asked to address that question. We were asked to address that question. So we looked at the existing plant and in the process of contrasting it with a new plant. What we our preliminary findings are that it very much in line with their study is that milk processing appears to be feasible in Alaska. That milk produced in Alaska can be competitively produced and processed and sold with milk being shipped in from outside the state. We've looked at the alternative processing plants and would suggest at this moment that they would probably be better off remaining in the existing plant because of it's quite expensive to build new plants, we've found. Somewhat to our surprise that my speculation going in was that there might be some economic advantages of going to another plant site somewhere, say in the Matanuska Valley, and build a plant there. But the numbers would not suggest that at the moment. Well, the one thing that their current plant is located in a high rent district in Anchorage, and as that land value increases, eventually they're going to be. The land is going to get so valuable they will have to sell it and move to a new plant, and that's one of the things that we were aware of the high rent nature of it, but this became more clear to us and will be made clear to the board of directors. The key issue in the processing problems that they've run into, not only as it relates to bankruptcy, but it relates to management of the plant. Our dairy processing specialist made a series of recommendations to Matt Maid on how they might improve their management. We will make a presentation to the board. They seem to be that was done as basically kind of a side benefit to the creamery, and they seem to feel very pleased about receiving those recommendations. As I say, we're completing our report now. It goes to the board of directors of the Alaska Rural Development Council and to the state government, which we hope to have them finished within a week.
Let me follow up on a couple of questions. So, doesn't this particular dairy, in some ways, its survival have a major impact on the total agriculture in the state of Alaska?
I think the answer to the question is easily yes. The reason that is yes is because not only existing dairies in the Matanuska Valley, but new dairies at Point McKenzie use feed to feed their livestock, their cows, their dairy cows. That feed is made up in part of grain. Grain is produced in the Delta Junction area. It's also made up of forage, and there are forage producers, not only the dairy farms themselves, but other forage producers in the Matanuska Valley, sell forage to these farmers. If in fact the dairy industry were not here, that would be a major blow to the other major component of agriculture, which is the grain industry, and the loss of that market would be very detrimental. So the agriculture in Alaska, as in anywhere, is generally tied together in some manner, the feed grain production in the Delta area needs local markets to make it viable, and this is a major, probably the major local market. And so, yes, there's no question about that.
Are the Delta farmers now selling grain to the Matsu farmers?
They've been doing it for ever since the project began. In fact, even before they were selling some grain to them, but the existing grain farmers down there, you can go to the Alaska Farmers Cooperative Elevator in Delta Junction, they're loading barley into a grain truck and shipping it destination to Matt Maid farmers, basically farmers who provide milk to Matt Maid.
Now, right now in the valley, there's roughly a dozen dairy farmers?
Yeah, there's there's nine.
Okay. Does that include the university farm?
That includes the university farm, so there's eight then, yes.
Then on Point McKenzie, there will eventually be 19?
There are 19 tracks. I think there's a few combinations. I'm guessing around 15 dairy farms will develop at Point McKenzie. the making you know, making 23, 24, 25, something like that, in that range. For the size of milk market we have, that's that would supply probably about a third of the fresh milk needs in Alaska. If the cow numbers increase on those farms, which they could. In other words, that what may happen, depending on how things go, we believe, looking at the way the plant currently exists, the processing costs that could be developed with increased volume, that that Matmade could become very competitive within this market. If you go to a food store in Fairbanks or in Anchorage or wherever where Matanuska made milk is sold, you'll generally find it sold at somewhat of a premium of outside milk that comes in from outside the state. And there are a number of reasons for that, but Matmade, at least, generally is thought to be a fresher milk. The premium probably comes from that. It also comes from the, you know, it's an Alaska branded product, so that gives it some advantage. But it appears to us that that if they can get enough volume through the plant, and that's a key, they can bring their processing costs down more, and making it even more competitive to locally or to outside milk. And therein lies their problems. Is the bankruptcy developed when their volumes of locally produced milk started declining in the last four years, and that decline had to do with a couple of dairies going out of operation, and the loss of that local milk. They had to substitute it for outside milk that they purchase, and that's expensive.
Now, does the dairy, you see it in expanding its product line into cheese, butter,
the ice cream? That was discussed. Matmade does sell ice cream now, and but the ice cream it sells basically is manufactured for it someplace else. It is not basically to speak of in the 2% market, which is lower fat milk. And the reason that it you can buy some 2% Matmade, but it's what is called a recombined product. The creamery doesn't produce them. Well, not the creamery, but the local industry doesn't produce enough milk to really need additional product lines. If milk production does increase, and if they're going to increase market share, they're going to have to go into additional product lines, particularly in the 2%. And even now, I noticed in my local supermarket there's 1% milk that's being sold. And I think this is something that they have the capability of doing. It's just a question of the necessity hasn't been there, but they can do that. You get into cottage cheese, and they have in times past made cottage cheese, is my understanding, in Anchorage, the plant. What you're doing is you're putting in milk, which formally isn't going into what we call the fluid milk market. And that hasn't been a problem for them. It's the fact that the fluid milk market is substantially larger than they're able to produce for it, and they are also bringing in some outside milk to cover their current volume. So what they will do is they will first need to replace the outside milk with Point McKenzie, and that's what they're going to be doing. That was the as they get near to the point where they have replaced pretty much all of their outside milk, then they're going to have to expand their market share, or be at some stage they have to worry about having too much milk for their own market share. So when they have to start worrying about expansion of market share, then they will probably look at more seriously at other products like 2% or 1%, using fresh milk. Not, as I say, their current product base, they do have a 2%, but it's a recombined 2%, and that means that they bring up dry powder and butter fat and recombine here. So that's a difference.
Let me jump back to the basic question of what its impact on total Alaskan agriculture will be.
Assuming it continues. And the number of cows increase, and that's what's happening. McKenzie's coming online. The number of cows being produced are increased. The amount of feed that these cows will require will increase, and that will expand the market for Delta farmers. So basically, the health of Delta is enhanced by the health of McKenzie, and the health of McKenzie is based upon that processing plant. Since it's an existing plant, it has an existing market share, a product line, it's an established marketing system, it has all of the necessary ingredients to make milk production in Alaska work. And And it's, as I say, it's gotten itself into some financial problems, but they're not, they really are not as serious as they first appear. And with good quality management, expanding milk base, and loans which they will repay. The one thing that has been I should make clear about point about the Matt Made Dairy is that they have up to their bankruptcy problems. They have repaid all the loans that they've received, some from the state and some from other sources. And once they get out of bankruptcy, any monies they receive for improvement in the plant will be based around loan repayment. So, well, it's a viable business, it's owned by farmers, and it's it's from the standpoint of the function of the processing plant is to produce as efficiently as possible so those farmers can make enough money to keep farming, and that's its role.
What's the university's role in this?
The university's role basically as a land grant university, we are responsible. In fact, the state constitution even makes us responsible for agricultural research in Alaska. That means that we provide applied research information to agricultural problems. As an agricultural economist, this is an applied agricultural research problem. It happens to be a very much down to earth, realistic, and today's headline kind of a problem. But it's still a research problem in which we can conduct the research using research techniques that are common in agricultural economics, and look at this particular plant in operation and make some suggestions. Some conclusions we can make in some conclusions. That information is public information. The farmer owners of Matt Made Creamery can take that information and do it as they wish. And that's and so we are, again, performing a role which is commonly performed in every land grant university in the U.S. In one way or another, as it relates to agriculture. And so.
I jumped around quite a bit. Is there something that we haven't covered that I didn't ask that you wanted?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You let me have so much of the opening, the opening statement was such. I think we've pretty well said it. So.
Yankee doodle dandy, Yankee doodle dandy. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four.